97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
It's Friday. It's time for Beer 30. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes and however you get your podcast glory. Hi. Welcome.
Glory?
Yeah, I don't know.
We're going to pour a little bit of whatever we taste today out for Alex Smith. We were just talking about it.
Poor Alex Smith.
Oh, man, yeah. That guy can't catch a break.
Too soon? Ouch.
You should be sent to the compound for that. All right.
Careful, you might fracture my ego.
Yikes. This is spiraling out of control.
We haven't even started drinking it. Well, some of us haven't.
Snips.
Okay.
What beer do we have today?
We have something called Heater Allen. It is handcrafted lager beer. They are from McMinnville, Oregon. This just showed up. I thought the logo was cool, so I picked it up. I don't know anything about this beer. Lagers are typically done, you know, they're fermented at a lower temperature. It's called lagering, as Ben can attest.
That is accurate statement, yeah, sir.
We have spent a lot of these doing hazies and doubles and imperial IPAs and that kind of stuff.
Ales in general. Yeah. Ales, you know, it's one of those things where, especially these smaller companies, lagering takes a definite more amount of time, takes different equipment, and it's harder to do. So basically, it's easier for all these guys to knock out ales.
Let's get in. We go through the usual AATMF. You try and not let your view of the bottle and or price point affect what you're looking at in the glass.
Wait,
I'm sorry. I'm a consummate professional, and I constantly look at all things being equal.
What was the price point?
From what I understand, I think it retails for $4.50, $5 in that range somewhere. Okay. For a 22-ounce bottle.
Yeah. It is a cool bottle.
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
Clean.
It
looks clean.
It looks like the Russian River bottles. It looks like the Russian River bottles.
Yeah. You disagree?
You hate it. I don't like the bottle or the logo or the price point. So, moving forward.
Okay.
Wow. All right. That's right. ATMF, this has got like a yellowy orange color. It is rather translucent. Lets a little light through, but this is hazy. It's not hazy like the IPAs are, but it's not it's not a clear light that you're normally getting. What are we smelling here, fellows?
A lot of cereal grain. Yes. Lots and lots of cereal, like Lucky Charms.
There is something a little floral, very mild floral note in it, but it is very...
Lucky Charms is a good call, actually.
Yeah.
It's pretty...
Well, you get a little bit, because you get the sweetness from the marshmallows in there, and that's what I just... You can pick up the cereal, you get a little sweetness.
Yeah.
Yeah, there. I can't shake the sort of like floral sweet note in it all the way through. That exists in the nose.
A little soapy.
It's a little soapy, yeah. From beginning to end, and it is cereal grainy. It gives it like a dryness there. At the end, the carbonation level seems fine to me. Seems right on point. Something we always seem to discuss.
Yeah.
Both on this show and on the Sports Meets Beer podcast.
It's important.
Ben is agitating the glass. What say you?
I feel like the CO2 volume could be a little bit increased, only because you'd clean your palate a little bit easier. And what's happening is, much like the IPAs that we've talked about and the hazies we've talked about, is that lingering effect on your palate. It just sits there. And this is really biscuity. So now you've got kind of a bready, yeasty with a little bit of soap flavor left on your palate. And it's just not really, to me, it's not appealing.
It's not very, it's not very clean.
No, not clean finishing at all. So if you bumped up the CO2, that would help. The CO2 would help cleanse your palate a little bit better. And it would be a little more refreshing of a beer. This is, I feel like I sip it and then it's just kind of hovering around for a little bit.
Yeah, it's still there.
I got to have something. So I would have to have like something to snack on in between this. Like, especially like, just even like something simple as like salted.
That's just a general life plan though.
Yeah. Anytime I can look for snacks while I drink beer, it's pretty much my goal. But if I had like, you know, just even like chips and salsa or something salty.
Yeah,
to
pretzels.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that it is an unfiltered beer, I think there's going to be some lingering flavor profiles in that it's not going to finish nearly as clean, but it doesn't necessarily make it a desirable beer. I don't hate it. But I don't know that I'd go back to it.
No, it's a very simple beer. It's pretty one noted.
I'll go thumbs down too. I'm like a thumb sideways to thumbs down. It's all right. It's all right. It's not my thing though, I think.
If I had some kind of like spicy chicken wing or like blackened shrimp type thing going with this, I could see where the lingering flavor profile would help cut through some of that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that I want to go back in for more shrimp to balance out the profile. Like there'd be like...
There seems to be a lot of have other things happening while you have this beer.
So if you have to have a crutch
to
support the beer or to get you through to the next sip, then it's, you're drinking the wrong beer.
You could also
see who the restaurateur is. He went to shrimp with high margins. I went to chips and salsa, which are cheap and free.
All right. Heater Allen handcrafted lager beer pills. I guess we don't like it.
Yeah.
They say never walk away from a heater. I don't know that that's always true.
You can check out this review and others at 977theriver.com. Click on Beer 30 and go to their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on Google Play and iTunes, and follow them on the socials, Sports Meets Beer. Thanks for being on, gentlemen.
Boom goes the dynamite.